Did you ever live in a house like that, sir? One that might have had a room up under the roof?
No, sir.
Never?
Never did. In other words, I haven't lived in two houses. Well, the 2 years I spent with my brother were in the Bottoms. It didn't have any loft, or any rooms in the loft. But 62 years of my life has been spent in two houses.
Mm.
This one and where I was born.
I've lived in, our home had a upstairs.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that one over across the creek.
We were speaking about the sorghum we made back when I was a kid. Well, even after I was grown, we could still own this mill. Now, we sold the sorghum that we didn't need. We always kept enough to do us a year, what we thought would do us a year, which I don't remember how many gallon that would be. It would depend on how many was at home at that time. But then we'd sell the rest of it. Hundreds of gallon a year. Best I remember, my daddy backed him in. When I was a kid, got $1 a gallon for him, which I believe they're going for about $8 now.
Hmm.
You younger generation, you just got it made and don't know it. Don't take that as me trying to tell you that you haven't had a hard time. I guess what I'm trying to tell you that we didn't have the luxury back then that we've got today.
Yes.
We just didn't have it.
Now, you mentioned the animal you kept. And you mentioned sheep. How would you call them in when you called them?
Okay. You did. All the cattle, of course, you could call them by a lot of times, but just call them, call them like you call cattle.
Can you tell me how you, can you do it for me? Or?
We just holler, sook, sook, sook.
Sook, 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 like that.
That's right. And okay. When we had them on the outside range, most time they weren't in.
We
call them distance. We'd have to hunt them up. We always kept a bail on some of them.
Yes.
And we mountaineer could always tell her our bail. We were so used to it, you see. And of course we had outside range back then. And some of these cattle my father owned back then, we run them in what's called a Strawberry Hill. That's about, I'd say 4 miles north of here. We put them over there in the spring after grass started putting up. And we'd get them out of there in the fall. I have rode all day long with my father. When I was just a little boy, hunting those cattle up and salting them. We'd have to go and salt them, every so often. Carry salt them. But now our cattle understand wasn't the only cattle over there. Maybe we'd find a few of other people's cattle. Well, they're all mixed up, you see. But we usually had a mark in their ear. Ours was a split in each ear. Or we had them branded with a teeth.